This coming August, we will be covering the IBSA World Games coming to Birmingham, which will see many of the world's greatest blind and partially sighted athletes competing, and some of them will be competing for Paralympic places as well. So we're chatting with some of the athletes, we've got some of the team members as well ahead of the games. Now today, we're joined by Frankie Rohan, who is coaching the blind tennis. Must be exciting, you know, the run up to the games, because it is going to be a massive event with thousands of athletes and their associated staff coming. It's going to be a cracking week in a bit.
Oh, it's huge, to be honest. And obviously, with both hats on, you know, I work for British Blind Sport, and we're obviously one of the major organisations, you know, working on the games. So really looking forward to actually kicking off, to be honest.
Well, not so much kicking off, but maybe serving. So tennis is your game. Tell us, first of all, how you got involved in the game.
I lost my sight sort of quite late on. I was 27, so obviously an adult, quite sporty beforehand. Didn't really know anything about blind or partially sighted sport. Was quite in denial, to be honest, with everything that had happened. Obviously quite a shock to the system, happened within a very short space of time. And eventually I got round to the idea that, you know, I could play sport, obviously with visual impairment. And I was introduced to some people from the Northeast who were part of the Northeast Visually Impaired Tennis Club. Went along, had a go, saw how massively beneficial it was, inclusive it was, and how much I enjoyed it. And it just went from there, really. But really lucky to have got involved, really, because it's opened up a lot of opportunities since.
You're in the coaching side now. What do you love about the game?
I knew I loved it. I mean, I used to play tennis just at school, not a massive level, but the fact that it is so inclusive, it's so close to the kind of tennis, you know, we see on the TV and everything like that. Not many adaptations at all, apart from, you know, the audible ball and just the enjoyment you can get out of it. You know, there's a pathway for competition, or you can just keep it at grassroots and fun level. You know, it's just a really good social sport. You can play all ages. You know, it's just a massively, massively inclusive sport, and there's so much you can benefit from it, as we all know, exercising, socializing in general, to be honest.
There's so many games and sports now that can be adapted for blind and partially sighted players. And I think it's been quite surprising to see the growth of blind tennis in the UK. I mean, around the world, it's been massive for years, and it's really taken off probably in the past few years. Do you agree with that?
Up in the northeast of England is where, regarding the UK, it's where it, like, you know, it all really got started, from a couple of people banging the drum for the VI aspect of the sport, and it's gone from there. But oh, it's massive. I mean, massively supported by the LTA in this country especially, but, you know, worldwide, you know, there's the Australians are getting sort of mentions that, you know, the Australian Open, we've got a Play Your Way to Wimbledon tournament happening this year. So, you know, the big names in the sport are getting linked, if not associated with it all the time. It's the participation level, as you can see, you know, from the World Games and stuff. You know, we know we're having to sort of narrow things down because there's that many applications. It's fantastic to see, really.
So what will you be doing at the Games this year?
Apart from being really nervous all the way through it, I'm one of two coaches within the VI tennis in this country. So there's myself and a lady called Louise Assian, who is the director of a company called Lusu Sports that deal with all inclusion and stuff like that around tennis. We've had a lot of lead up, we've had a lot of GB camps, we've picked our team, things like that. So we'll be just offering support while the players are hopefully, you know, doing their best, trying their best. And like I said, just supporting them all the way through and cheering them on and congratulating them at the end, hopefully.
For those who perhaps haven't heard of blind tennis, though, I mean, how is it played? What are the differences from the game which we're probably familiar with on TV or, you know, in our local tennis clubs?
There's two aspects of the game. There's the blind version and there's the partially sighted. The blind version is mainly where my sort of coaching goes in. Obviously, with my sight limitations, I'm a lot more sort of able to adapt with regards to the fact it's played on a smaller court. So if you look at a tennis court like you'd see on the television, the B1 aspect of the game is played within the four service boxes with a slightly lowered net, and they have tactile baselines. So the B1 guys actually play with eye shades on. So although they have the lowest level of vision, they also wear eye shades just to level that playing field, because obviously, you know, if I was playing against yourself and you had a slight bit of light perception and I had none, that could be a massive advantage. So amazingly, they're played sort of blindfolded, shaded, whereas the partial aspect is played very similar layout to, you know, the mainstream aspect of the tennis court, but it's just a bit shorter in length, that's all. So not quite as short as the B1 aspect, but a little bit shorter, basically because the audible balls that are used throughout both aspects of the games just don't sort of travel as far, really, if you can imagine the full size of a tennis court. But Not many adaptations, to be honest, apart from depending what sight category you are, so depending what level of vision you get classified through British Blind Sport, you get a classification and you're allowed a certain amount of bounces depending on your level of vision. So, for example, the B1 guys and the B2, which is a level impartial, they're allowed 3 bounces of the ball, and that goes 2 bounces for a B3 and 1 bounce for a B4. And that is just to, again, level the playing field. It makes it more inclusive so that you can all play together. Not many adaptations at all. You can still play singles, still play doubles. Rules are the same. So again, like I said earlier, just minor adaptations to make it massively inclusive.
I'm sure you're still looking to get more people involved in the sport as well. Not everybody has to be playing at the elite level that we'll be seeing, you know, at the IBSA Games in August. You know, it's a great sport to get involved in for sort of keeping fit and socialising, you know, building your confidence and more.
Any sport, and especially disability sport, can be fantastic, you know, for self-confidence and things like that. But the standard of tennis now being so good, it's really important to get those new players and the grassroots level of things going just as strongly, to be honest, because we all know how intimidating it can be to rock up to a tournament and there's only, you know, really high standard players there for whatever reason. So the grassroots of it and the recreational side of it is just as important, if not more important, because that's where the real benefits are achieved, really.
If people would like to find out more about blind tennis or partially sighted tennis, then Frankie, what would you recommend they do?
Well, at British Blind Sport, on our website, we have an A to Z of sports. Obviously, tennis has been one of them. It's got various different links of where you can play the sports. We have like an activity finder. We have a link to the LTA, which is the Lawn Tennis Association. They have a massive section on visually impaired tennis, and they also have like a mapping tool where you can find a local session. Obviously, the C Sport Differently programme that's running between RNIB and BBS, tennis is one of the focused sports. So just to get the general gist of the sport, there's a lot of information out there now on where you can get involved.
Indeed, as Frankie says, have a look at britishblindsports.org.uk or indeed seesportdifferently.org.uk for more information. RNIB Connect Radio will be at the IBSA Games this year, broadcasting live, bringing you all the action as well. So we're really looking forward to that. But for the moment, Frankie, thanks for chatting with us and best of luck with the IBSA Games this year.
Oh, no, thank you very much. And yeah, anybody who wants to come along and watch, obviously, it's the best way to get the idea of all the sports. So looking forward to it. Thanks very much.